Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 176th up to 180th verses of this chapter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
كذب أصحاب الأيكة المرسلين.
The companions of the thicket denied the messengers.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
When Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not fear Allah?"
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
Indeed, I am to you a trustworthy messenger.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
So fear Allah and obey me.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
And I do not ask you for it any payment. My payment is only from the Lord of the worlds.
كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله واطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. So the dwellers of the forest belied the messengers. When Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not fear Allah? Verily I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. Then be in awe of Allah and obey me, and I do not ask you any recompense for it. My recompense is only from the Lord of the worlds." As we started the discussion over this 10th section of the chapter, in which the 7th story of the stories of the Prophet is mentioned, we said that Ashabul Ayka are the people of forest, the dwellers of the forest, who are the people of Shu'aib. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their Prophet Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not fear Allah?" And then he alayhi salam added, "Inni lakum rasulun amin." Verily, I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. So this Shu'aib was not known to them, to these people, like the other prophets were known to their people. In those cases, we had the word akhuhum, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ and the others. But in this case, we did not have أَخُوهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ. This could be for the reason that Shu'aib was originally from Madian, as we explained, and he was only relative, and he had some relatives only with the people of that place, not with these people who were Ashabul Ayka, not with these dwellers of the forest. So he had a state of anonymity among this group of people, so he could not be known as one of their brothers.
(Speaking in Hebrew) We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So at first, this prophet introduces himself. Inni lakum rasulun amin. I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. At first, he introduces himself as one messenger of the Almighty Allah. He tries to connect the people to the Almighty Allah. You have to believe in the Almighty Allah and then the state of monotheism. You have to believe in one God and prophethood. If He is your Lord, He is the one who has to send you the prophets. You have to follow the prophets. And I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. Inni lakum rasulun amin. A trustworthy messenger. I'm not any kind of messenger who claims to be a messenger from the side of the Almighty Allah. I am trustworthy and you know me. Although I'm not your brother, I haven't lived among you, but you all know me and I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. So since I am from the side of your Lord, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِعُونَ, then be in awe of Allah and obey me. This is the command of your Lord. You have to be in awe of Allah. And since I am a messenger from your Lord, you have to obey me. So obeying me is not obeying my orders. You are obeying the Almighty Allah. Okay? So in the end, he says, وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I do not ask you any recompense for it. My recompense is only from the Lord of the worlds. If you are worried about issues like money, I'm not asking you anything for it. I am only here to guide you. I am a messenger from the Almighty Allah. He is the one who cares about the people, who His creatures are, and what they are doing in the world. So that's why He sends you prophets. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. And he sends you prophets without asking any recompense. In أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I ask my recompense only from the Lord of the worlds. Now, these three sentences were the same as, and in the form of well-calculated sentences, which other prophets announced at the beginnings of their calls. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun rahimun mannanun kareemun salamun aleemun maljaa ilaha illahum ghaffarun jameelun wahhabun latifun tawwabun salmi'un basir. لا إله إلا هو. لا إله إلا هو